Tuesday afternoon, August 23rd, open mac. We're a day late because we didn't do anything on Monday. Let's go back to last week and talk about Saturday scrimmage.
Well, Tom, it was a lot of fun. And it was a beautiful Saturday morning. The guys ran into each other, and it was a very efficient scrimmage. I thought we were very, very crisp on offense. We competed extremely hard on defense. And we gave up too many big plays on defense, but we were still inputting our defense. And overall, I was extremely pleased. And we got a lot of kicking done, Tom. Lots and lots of kicking. Kickoffs, kickoff returns, field goal extra points, punts, backed up punt. We did about every scenario you could do. Onside kick, hands team. So I felt we were very thorough.
What do you know after Saturday scrimmage that you didn't know going in?
That we got a real chance. I always say we got a chance, but once you get into that point of practice, Saturday was practice 14 for us, and actually practice 15, because Monday was 16 and 17. It was practice 15, and we've been hitting and grinding it. And you always worry as a head coach, you overtrain. You tend to overtrain and undertrain. And I was very, very pleased how hard they worked and how hard they competed. And I said, this team has a chance. And Devin Baker has had a great camp. I can tell you that, the receiver. He's really worked on his ball skills, and I thought he can replace Jose Paul.
It's a great segue into the next position that we're going to talk about. We're going to move to the back to the offensive side of the ball and go to wide receiver. The loss of Jose Paul to this point has been the gain for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's still on the roster, seen most of his time at special teams. We've seen him on punt returns, seen him on kickoffs, kick returns. He's been back to return a couple kicks. I know in preseason games, which doesn't mean anything in the NFL because you're kicking off from the 35 and everybody kicks it through the end zone at this point. But so Jose's loss. You mentioned Devin Baker. Let's talk about the wide receiver position a little bit.
Well, I'm really pleased with their development. I have to give a lot of credit to Marty Humphrey, our receiver coach. He's done an extremely, extremely good job. Devin Baker's had a great camp. And last year, Devin Baker, 6'4", can run a sub-4.5. His issue was catching the football. He could catch certain routes really well, but the deep ball he really struggled with. And he seems to have worked extremely hard on the deep ball. And so what we got to do is just keep his progression going. Also, Raul DeBenedis, a senior, has had a great camp. Raul has really taken over the inside slot position and has done well. Justin Paradise, our long snapper, who got injured in camp last year as a receiver, and just long snapped, has had a good camp and caught the ball well. And a guy who I think has really come on is Nick Baccarella. He was our punt returner last year and our kickoff returner. Nick has really taken over the inside slot and has really done a lot of nice things. And that's a position we got a lot of production out of P.J. Borowski last year, so he's done well. Matt Terrell from Bristol Eastern is playing an outside spot. He's had a very good camp running down the field. He adds a dimension of speed. He's further along in his development. And then Ralphie Garza, the former quarterback at New Britain High School, as an inside slot, has done very well. And then we got some young guys coming along. Scott Benzing, he's had a good camp. He's young. He was injured during last year's camp. This year, didn't go through spring ball. This camp, he really did well, has done well. And Devorne Kinsey, a young man from Virginia, has done extremely well. And then I call him Sean Robinson. I think you call him James because James is his official name. Is going to be an extremely talented player here. Long, athletic, can catch the ball. And he's going to be very good on special teams. And then Russell Spaeth is a young guy from down there in Killingsworth, Connecticut. And he competes extremely hard, and we're quite pleased. So I like that group. I like that group a lot.
Sean or James or whatever we call him will spend 4 years listening to one thing on the roster, and then senior day he'll say, oh, you know, I want to be called this instead of that.
Yeah.
Instead of sometimes maybe speaking up ahead of time and letting us know what Ralphie Garza said today. You know, I really like it if you call me Ralphie on the roster. He says, okay, we don't know that unless you say something and let us know. So we're going to change him to Ralphie Garza on there and take care of that. Two practices yesterday, one today, decent weather. I don't know if you heard this. I don't know if you felt it. Did you feel it during practice?
Did not, but did hear it. Hear about it.
I didn't feel it here. I think people are exaggerating a little bit. But I didn't feel it here. Friends of mine said they did. There was an earthquake down in Virginia. I did talk to JMU. The $63 million stadium is still intact, so the game is still on for September 10th. So after we take on Southern next week, we'll head down to JMU. What do you need to get done Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then as you get towards game week? Because camp's going to end this week, and it's, you know, I mean, we say it just started, but you've been here for 2.5 weeks already. And you'll go into game week, and the freshmen will go through orientation on Saturday. Sunday we'll have welcome back barbecue and all this that's going on within the department. Monday they're going to go to class. So, you know, what has to be done in these final days of camp before these kids all of a sudden have everything else thrown at them and it's no longer just football?
Great point, Thomas. I just got done telling them, really, this was our last day of camp. We're going to start on Southern tomorrow. We'll go into a normal Tuesday practice on a Wednesday. Then we'll scrimmage on Thursday, our last scrimmage. It's a lot of game prep, some extra scenarios. We'll cover an overtime situation. But we'll really work on Southern plays. And then Friday, we'll just go helmets. That's a big orientation for the our freshmen haven't been in the morning. They're going to start getting different variables. Right now they've had one, football, football, football. Now they're going to have to multitask, and the hours will cut back. But we'll use Friday for the freshmen in the morning. We'll go out with a light practice, a kicking practice on Friday afternoon. Then we have dinner with the parents on Friday night. We have a cookout out by the stadium on Friday night. Then we go to a team movie like we will next Friday. I get them prepped for that. We'll go to a team movie. And then Saturday at high noon, we're going to do a Tuesday practice. And then Sunday at high noon, we're going to do a Tuesday practice. Then we'll be off Monday, and then we'll go in. Tuesday will be a Wednesday practice. Wednesday will be a Thursday practice. Thursday will be a Thursday practice. Friday will be a Friday practice, and Saturday will be a game day. But you're so right, and that's one reason why we don't practice. Their off day is Monday. The first day of school, we got a saying here at Central Connecticut State University, school comes first, and we're going to let them do school.
Well, and it's, you know, it's so much for them to take on. I mean, they, you know, they dealt with camp. They got acclimated to that, you know, 3 weeks or so. And then it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, here's school. This is more important. Then it comes to football. You still have to stay in shape. You have to take care of your business. A lot of these guys, you're living away from home for the first time. You're moving into your dorms. You know, it's an opportunity for them to learn what it's like to really be on the college campus. So, you know, camp just about done, and those kids will start. There's three little girls at home that highly recommend the Smurfs if you want to go to your Friday night movie and watch the Smurfs on Friday night. We'll let you go because both phones are ringing at the same time, so somebody's looking to get a hold of you. But we thank you for your time. We will talk to you on Wednesday.
Fire up, baby.